Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Before we actually talk about the game, which we will, 1 year ago today, officially, Adam Peters became the general manager of this football team. And we all know that that in and of itself was considered a great, you talk about the Alabama bank robbers, that might have been, in football circles, a bank robbery, right? From the standpoint of guys like Adam Peters, from organizations like the San Francisco 49ers, with the pedigree that Adam Peters had built on his own, and with the sheer will, juice, and approval of Kyle Shanahan, guys like that never would come here. Guys like that wouldn't come here because this organization had done everything wrong that it could possibly do wrong along the way. And even though Josh Harris's first season as an owner obviously did not go well, 4-13 after a 2-0 start, they had to fire the coach and so on and so forth, everyone knew that this organization had radically changed and was changing. And that is what led Adam Peters to say yes. Maybe an unconventional hiring group in Bob Myers, an NBA executive, a championship NBA executive, and Rick Spielman, an out-of-work general manager, along with a basketball owner or basketball guys, as Baby Ben Johnson liked to call them, basketball guys. But they got Adam Peters to agree to come here. Adam Peters was already thinking about coming here long before they actually hired him. He was already thinking and asking questions about being here and where people live here and how people do things here when San Francisco came in to FedEx Field then, 2 weeks before the regular season ended, or the second to last week of the regular season. He was already thinking about that. He already knew that this was a potential target. And 1 year ago today, he was hired. And obviously, the organization has made a complete on-field transformation. So much positive. Not everything, but so much positive. And when you think about where this organization was an on-field product 1 year ago today, Sam Howell was the starting quarterback still. Sam Howell was. You want me to go on and any further than that? Oh, wait. Emmanuel Forbes was a starting corner. Fedarian Mathis was a top reserve defensive lineman. Jamin Davis was a first-round pick that was floundering. All of them, poof, gone. And 13 wins later, Adam Peters. Happy Adam Peters anniversary.
Thank you. To all that celebrate.
To all that celebrate. Do you celebrate?
Why would I not celebrate?
I don't know.
We all should celebrate.
We all should.
We all should celebrate.
We all should understand.
It's probably
Adam Peters has got the world by the grapefruits. He's got the world by the grapefruits.
I mean,
I don't know him well. Somehow he remembers my name. I have no idea how. I know how. We met each other right before the training camp at a social event, and he was incredibly cool. And we chatted for a while, first individually and as a group, and then as a group, and just a really cool dude. And oh, by the way, he happens to be a super, super shrewd general manager. Now, that doesn't mean that every decision he makes is going to work out. I mean, I can think of a recent one that has not worked out so far very well, right? But by and large, you would say that, I don't know, what would you put the number at? 90% of the decisions he's made so far on field and including Dan Quinn, which then trickles down to the rest of the coaching staff, or would you say 90%, 92%, 95%? I don't know what percent you would say. Adam Peters has hit a home run in 1 year on the job.
Am I hyperbolizing it to say it's probably the best hire in the history of the franchise? To where
I don't know how that could be considered hyperbole. I mean, Joe Gibbs.
I'm talking about, because I think Adam Peters, when it's all said and done, Dan Quinn's going to be the new Joe Gibbs. When it's all said and done, Adam Peters is going to be the new Bobby Bethard. This is better than anything that they were able to cultivate back in the 90s, because they have a franchise quarterback. They won three titles with Rent-A-Center quarterbacks, guys that weren't a part of the long-term success plan. No shade to Rip, no shade to Doug, no shade to Joe, but none of those three were, at the time of winning the bowl, considered franchise quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the beginning, and credit your senile co-host on Tuesdays, this is the beginning of the return to glory.
Wow.
I mean, he coined it. I'll never forget. We were out at bullpen.
You two are back on speaking terms now?
We were at the bullpen, and it was the set part two of the Burgundy and Soul party. Or I guess it was the Burgundy and Soul party. It feels like it was forever ago now. But he coined it Operation Return to Glory when Josh Harris first purchased the team.
Yeah.
This was them breaking ground on Operation Return to Glory when they hired that blue-eyed, handsome devil that does nothing but make good football decisions. I honestly remember when, I think you had me on the show. I called into the show that a year ago today because I wasn't on I wasn't on the air at that time. And we were discussing the gravity that the hire was going to have and the fact that we were able to acquire the most highly sought after talent evaluator on the market, something that, as you alluded to, wouldn't have been possible unless you made the sweeping changes that needed to happen at the top. I was listening to Peter Rosenberg. He was on The Pivot. And shout out to him for shouting out B. Mitch and Finley, the show that he appears on weekly. And he made a comment, something along the lines of, like, this isn't karma. The franchise wasn't, The failures of the franchise wasn't the karma of Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder is not a karma. Dan Snyder is a bad person. There's this idea, I guess, at certain points in the season, and I felt this way early, that the other shoe was going to drop. The other shoe is never going to drop because they have the right people in place. This is something that is easily sustainable, I think, because they have the most important pieces in place. So while it's great that we have it's 13 wins, we're in the divisional round, I think this is only the tip of the iceberg, and it starts with the hiring of Adam Peters, though.
What about the people that would say, we don't want nice guys, we don't want good guys, we want really good, smart football guys, and
that's what
matters, and yeah, so far, a year into this thing, it looks really good. Early returns are good. But we know that doesn't always last, and 1 year doesn't always sustain itself. And what I mean by that
I'm sorry.
Meaning, there are a lot of people that say, first of all, in this fan base and other fan bases, We don't care how good a guy is, how nice of a guy he is, how good he is to the media or what have you. All we care about is how smart and whether they get it right. And I'm going to give you an example, okay? Back in 2020, even though they finished 7-9, they somehow magic carpet rided their way into the playoffs. Ron Rivera was looking like a genius from a personnel standpoint. They brought in guys like J.D. McKissick. Who else did they bring in on short one-year deals that contributed to that 2020 team that, like, put them over the – maybe not put them over the top, but put them in a position where they could somehow, some way, by the grace of the football gods, win seven games in a bad division and win on a Sunday night in Philadelphia and make the playoffs and give Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, the eventual Super Bowl champions, a run for their money, right? A lot of people thought a year into the Ron Rivera regime, man, this is going in the right direction. This is going way up. This is great. Look at us. We got all these 9-5 ham and eggers.
Can I be honest with you? Mm-hmm. Because I am – this is where younger folks – like myself, should be given grace. Ron Rivera's 2020 postseason berth was one of three postseason berths in the 2000s. Is it not?
Yeah.
So how can you fault anyone for believing that that was the beginning of something?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something good. I don't know how many playoff berths exactly they had in the 2000s.
Well, I mean, 2005.
That was their first of the
2007, 2012, and 2016. So four. Four before that.
There wasn't one in the early 2000s?
It was 99 when Dan first took over, mm-hmm. right? And they won a playoff game that year. I don't think there was one between 99 and 05, but I could be wrong. I don't think
so. But my point is this. Anyone that was feeling
05,
that way.
05, 07, 12, 16, or 15, the 15 season.
Yes, yeah, so you would have three in between, sit before
right.
that.
Okay, but
so
what is that?
So for faulting anyone, you're like getting you're getting ready to like throw dirt on people that
no.
You thought that was the beginning of something special.
No.
The point
that I'm trying to make is 1 year does not determine a lifetime. Does not determine.
Yeah, but there's context to the 1 year.
Sure.
There's no quarterback in place.
Correct.
Which is the number one thing.
Correct.
And the owner was still
correct.
In the way.
You're allowed to point out there's differences.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that at the end of the 2020 season, and here's what I know.
I just think that their decision making at the end of the 2020 season shows why anyone interviewing that guy is a clown.
Well, it started with Ron and Kyle Smith not being able to see eye to eye.
And that
did not work out well for this organization. Now, it hadn't worked out great for Atlanta either. Kyle Smith is the assistant GM there. But, I mean, we don't know how much power or control he has. We just don't know, right?
He's working under, Fonda. So.
But the point being is, 1 year, Adam Peters is 1 year into the job today, right? It does not guarantee that the future is set. It does not guarantee that the future, that we are never going back to the dark days of evil.
Can I say this? It'd be a pretty safe bet to assume, though.
It would. And you're correct.
I'm not trying to disrespect Joe Gibbs or Bobby Bethard.
I didn't mean to jump in on you and say you're wrong. Of course you're right that there's no Dan Snyder, one. Two, there's the quarterback. And there's more than that, but that's the big two.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I'll go one step further. There's Dan Quinn. And whether he loses certain coaches or not, and we'll get into all of that, there's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is not going anywhere until you decide that he goes elsewhere. Meaning, it's not like Dan Quinn is going to take, the Arizona Cardinals job if Jonathan Gannon doesn't work out there next year and he's just going to walk up and leave. So really it's about three things. You have no Dan Snyder to run interference and therefore no cronies, no stooges, no imbeciles running the show of operations like Bruce Allen and others. And then on top of that, you have the quarterback and you have the head coach. And all three seem to have the perfect temperament and the perfect prism to look
through. But, Chris, that's the story of this organization right now. That's the story of this season. This is where I point at you and throw pie at your face because you're the same guy that laughed at me for coming in here in the springtime raving about the people that they had in the building. Remember that?
Yeah.
How I continue to rave about, I think they may not have the talent. Remember, I continue to say that. They may not have the talent. I think they got the right blend of people.
Yeah, but I didn't disagree with that. But you were basically like going to the bank based on what they were doing in shorts in late May, and I was like, whoa, slow down.
It was the idea of, and this was around the time we began to hear the stories of Jaden Daniels showing up when he showed up, and then the story comes out about the whiteboard that they had in there where they wrote their basically
all
their mission statement for the team.
All of that is fair.
When you have a team that's extremely close and that likes each other, you're able to maximize the talent. There's more of a want to go the extra mile to work hard. We had that conversation here in studio.
Yeah.
I would want to work harder. Well, I'm not going to use this place as an example, but anybody in their job would want to work harder if they felt like they're being noticed, if they felt like they liked the people they worked with, they would go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's what happens.
It helps when you like the people that you work with.
Yeah, it helps when the people that you work with actually, treat you like a teammate.
I don't know yet.
123 on
like
the team.
I'm like Jaden Daniels of the team.
Adam Peters' anniversary.
I'm chipped.
Did you just say you're the Jaden Daniels?
It was just
happy 1 year anniversary to Adam Peters.